The first one is, thank you so much for being here and giving such a beautiful retreat experience. I'm wondering if you might talk a bit about what exactly is reborn in Buddhist teachings.
Oh, okay. Well, what is reborn is desire. That's the we're fundamentally a bundle of desire. And of course those desires are, you know, for sensual desire, sensory desire, sensory gratification, stimulation, but then also the desire for being and becoming, and the desire for non-being. Don't like it, shouldn't be this way. Those desires are what are the impetus for the mind stream to land. And you can see, you don't need to wait to die and get reborn to see that. Because that's what keeps motivating us, moving us, generating what we do, where we go, how we feel about things. That is what is reborn from moment to moment. So you can see this process happening all the time. And just the ability of the mind, the fundamental ability of the mind to know consciousness, that lands on an object, its object of desire. And whether it's a desire of attraction or aversion, it's still a desire. And we are born into that, and we land there, and then we keep moving. So you land and your feet are still moving. So that's just the nature of existence. But that's the whole point of say the Buddhist teaching is that non-identification with the desire process, and when one can actually relinquish it, one can let it go. It's not that we don't do anything or engage in any way, but it doesn't recreate itself in the process. So that's how I would answer it off the top of my head.